Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I mean, it's hard to explain another do. It's just like, just act normal. Act like you've been to a restaurant in your life. I swear, like, I can't, like, pinpoint, like, some of these people we're seeing right now, it's like they haven't been on, like, in a restaurant or on vacation in the last 2 years since COVID. And you can tell.
You can
definitely tell.
It's like, you ever been anywhere?
Like, no manners. You know?
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we talk bar life. Bartenders' do's and don'ts, reasons why being a bartender sucks, and reasons why being a bartender is good. And later on in the show, we'll hear some crazy bar stories, and here to help us is Ashton Hophan. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play.
Did I butcher your name?
No, you did not.
Awesome.
It's like
awesome.
The first time ever. It was never butchered.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up? What's up? What's up, people?
Listen. I've been wanting to have you on for a long time, so thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
She's popped in on a couple shift drinks, but nothing in the studio.
I think just one shift drinks, no?
Yeah, I only got invited to one shift drinks. I'm usually just sitting at the bar while you guys do it.
Well, a special thanks because it's 11 a.m. right now.
Yeah.
And that's not usually the time for bartenders.
No.
And yesterday we lost an hour of sleep.
I know.
Oh, that's right. And she got an impromptu double.
Ooh.
Yeah, last minute double.
Ooh.
Yeah. Walking out the door.
Ooh. We're like, wait a minute. Walking out the door?
Yes.
Well, that's just mean.
Wait a minute. We have a situation.
Go blue.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Let's talk about bar life for a second. And there are a lot, you guys have to do a lot.
A lot.
And you deal with a lot of things.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about some do's and don'ts. Let's educate the people that when you come to a crowded bar, you don't start waving around, tapping the bar.
Oh, my God.
You know, whistling and calling.
Oh, yeah.
Can whistle at you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, they whistle at you too. Yeah, I know you love that.
That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, tell us about some do's. Let's do it in threes. We'll do three do's, three don'ts, and then we'll move on.
Okay, so three do's.
Yes.
I mean, when people go to the bar, like right away when they see we're busy, like the first thing you got to do is not think you're the only customer at the bar. You know.
That's good advice. Don't think you're the only customer at the bar. Imagine that you're talking to someone, not just casually talking to someone. You're working, right? Taking an order, things like that.
Explaining the happy hour, the specials. True. And people think it's okay to just scream over that. You know, like, it's like, well, excuse me, you know?
So do have patience.
Yes.
Okay.
Do have patience. I mean, it's hard to explain another do. It's just like, just act normal. Act like you've been to a restaurant in your life. I swear. Like, I can't, like, pinpoint, like, some of these people we're seeing right now, it's like they haven't been on, like, in a restaurant or on vacation in the last 2 years since COVID. And you can tell.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell.
It's like, you ever been anywhere?
Like, no manners. You know?
Okay. Let's educate them a little bit. If you're... When someone says, oh, make it strong, or, you know, you know, less give mix, me a good pour.
Less mixer. That's my favorite.
I had somebody, I'll take a Pinot Noir if you give me a good pour. I'm confused. You got me boxed in.
Yeah, I know. Especially now. It's like everything is like in the craft. It's like in the mini craft, go.
Yeah.
Like,
I almost want to give them that thing, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like put it on the table and pour it in front of them.
I'm trying to make that happen.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, right? You know it's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to get cheated either way. It's exactly what it's supposed to be.
But then it's a space issue.
If
you're going to be handling, you know, how many crafts for the whole restaurant and things like that. And then you got to run them back. You got to wash them out. Just trust the pour.
It's kind of like the whole martini thing. You know how they have the shakers for them. And sometimes, like, if you're at the bar, they'll do it tableside right in front of you. But if you're at a table, you wouldn't have enough.
True.
Same idea.
Definitely not. Not the way we've been blowing through martinis lately.
Okay, so forget the do's. Talk to me about the don'ts, because there are probably 100 of those.
Oh, there's a bunch of don'ts. I mean, like, these people, like, they don't know what to order. Or they say they're ready, and they're not ready. And then you're sitting there, the world's burning around you. You're, like, literally on fire. And they're just like, oh, I'm ready now. And then, well, what's good?
No, that time has passed. I leave you right at that point. I'm not even a bartender. I go, I'm at a table.
Give me 1 second. And I just walk away.
You have to.
Or I'll just give you a couple minutes. I don't even give you a time to react to what I just said. I just...
Oh, no, you can't. You can't give them the, you know, no. I'll give you some time to think about it.
Yeah, no, you have the people that are like, oh, well, what do you recommend? I'm like, well, what do you want? You want wine? You want a martini? Like,
yeah, what do you like?
I don't have a crystal ball to know what you drink.
So a do is be prepared.
Yes.
Have patience, be prepared.
On some level, at least wine. If you picked at least a red or a white or something, I could run with it.
Yeah, like give you a little bit of guidance. Say, hey. I drink rum, or I drink tequila. Do you have a good tequila drink? Or I'm into wine. I prefer a red. Something like that. Just a little bit of guidance, and you can guide it from there.
Yes. Or even when it comes to the happy hour, you're trying to explain it, and then instead of letting me explain it, they jump in and ask questions. It's like, let me do the spiel. You know, like let me give you the rundown over here. Okay.
True.
That's another one.
So do listen.
Or read. They can just read the menu in front of them. You know, like that's like my favorite.
They
it's
like
this,
read.
This here. Oh, it says it right here. You know, like that's another one when we're so busy. Especially right now with season, everyone coming to South Florida. We're packed. Like we're like Friday night, 2-3 deep at the bar running around. I have someone trying to have me read for them what vodka is on happy hour, even though it's bold printed right there.
Yeah.
It's
probably at the beginning best to be general. You know, just I'll take the happy hour vodka. Saying, what vodka do you have? But, you know, once you're mentioning the word happy hour, price is on your mind. So if price is on your mind, just take what we got. Just take it.
Yeah.
Take it.
No, they want the Grey Goose at half off. What do you mean? They want the $9 Grey Goose martini, not the New Amsterdam martini.
True. But, hey, what are you going
to
do?
You try to explain it to them. They're like, no, we know what we want. And then you give them the bill. They're like, oh, the hostess said it's happy hour. I'm like, well, you know that time when I tried to tell you what everything was and you knew what you wanted? Kind of past that point now.
Yeah.
You know?
That wasn't on happy hour, what you ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
I'm sure.
Where do they go? Where are you going to get $9 Grey Goose martinis? I want to know because I want to be there.
No, we're going there. We're going there for sure.
Your shift drinks is going to be there.
Yes. Now, I'm going to categorize the do's as have patience, be prepared, read and or listen.
Yes.
I mean, those are pretty broad, but it'll get you through a good bar experience.
Yes.
Now, with the don'ts, okay? And you can, there's a whole lot there.
Yes.
To unpack.
I know.
I'm particularly interested to find out, firstly, how you deal with people hitting on you.
Ugh, God. Just walk away.
Oh.
At this point. If you're too busy, you're just like, oh, haha, laugh it off and just walk away. You know?
I mean, I know I have friends that say, oh, that bartender's pretty cute and this and that. I'm like, that's the last person you want to hit on. This girl gets hit on.
All day.
All day. Every day. Not just all day, one day.
It's just like, it's always like the worst pickup lines ever. Things like that too. It's just like it's like where do you think that's gonna work? Like I don't know where they come from, these people.
I think they do it just because they feel like they have to.
They think they're smooth talkers and they're not. You know? They think they have like the swag going on. It's like, oh my God, you look like you're 80 years old.
And you laugh because we do work for tips.
Yes, of course. You have to be like, oh my God, like all this stuff, and then just walk away and go, ugh, behind your back. Oh my God, that just happened to me.
So is that, is there any way to actually hit on your bartender? Is there a way, or you just don't even bother?
Don't even bother. Just leave a good tip. And that's probably like the biggest like way to be like, oh, he was kind of cute. He left me $100. Right? Like,
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So give me now two don'ts.
Well, we already said like no snapping of fingers.
Okay.
Clapping like that. Like, hey, where's my drink?
Yeah, that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, no.
That makes you wait longer.
We'll get to that story in a minute, too. Well, I have one fairly recently that happened like that.
All right, snapping story. I got you. And so when you go up, it doesn't, don't tap. Just.
Don't be a douche.
So what do? You just wait? Wait your turn?
Or just like, you know, like show that you kind of. Like, your acknowledgement. I always acknowledge people like, oh, I'll be right there. Mm-hmm. I'll give them a menu. Always, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones that just want to be in front, even though these other people have been waiting, they want to be the first ones in. Now I'm going to put you at definitely the last.
Mm.
You know? Be like, oh, that Grey Goose is all the way up on that top shelf. I got to go get it now. You know, like, if they're going to be
in the back,
you're
eating a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely that. That drives us nuts. You can't be mean to people, number one. People nowadays just think it's okay.
I'm also interested in the do's and don'ts also aren't just limited to guests.
I know. I was going to say, are we going to talk about staff too?
Oh, yeah. Burn it down. Flame on.
Yeah. Burn down the whole restaurant right now. No. I mean, bartenders, we all know, like, of course, we have the guest experience, which there's like common sense do's and don'ts. But my biggest pet peeve is the people we work with that give us more of a hard time than the guests. They should know better than anyone else, you know?
Sometimes they don't.
And that service bar, like, some of them have no patience.
They don't even know what patience is, some of them.
Mm-mm.
So they ring it and then run to the...
Run.
To the...
I've seen it happen.
Sprint. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you could... And then at that point, they could be getting water or taking care of a bunch of other things. I've seen servers do this. I'm like, what are you guys... You don't see their bar. They're just as busy as you are. Go take care of your table.
Yeah.
And then after you give them like 3 or 4 minutes, if your ticket's not ready, then you can say something. But at that point, don't just go ring it in and run to the bar.
Yeah, there should be a step in between.
Yeah, you know, get waters, get whatever you need. You know, you could do multiple things in that little couple minutes to give them enough time.
No. Tell the specials, you know, elaborate that. Buy me 5 minutes. I don't even need 5 minutes.
No, you're pretty good.
That's you, fine. You don't 5 minutes. Need 5 minutes. No.
Mm-mm. However, for me, I do all that stuff. All my work is done front loaded. They already know the specials and things like that.
Which is fine.
When what I actually used to do, particularly at the old place, was I would ring it, go to the bar, I don't say anything. I'm just like kind of like a flag that something's happening over here, and then I walk away.
Yeah. Just because so they see you.
We used to have the printer that
silent.
Would it still is, but before when it first started, it would make a little noise,
so they would know.
The bartender would know that something came up on the service well. Then they got these silent printers that you don't even hear it cut. It's nothing. Silent thing was made at NASA.
Yeah, they could have a line of tickets and have no idea that they're there.
Correct. So I would just kind of walk by and I never say anything. And then did you see someone there? And I'll walk away. And then when they're finished, they'll walk over and make the tickets and things like that. Now, as a server, a pet peeve of mine with bartenders is that just to get that person out of their face, the way too quick person, they'll make their ticket first instead of going in order. And that could really chat me a little bit. But I get it. Do you have any, Danny, that, you know?
For my bartender, no, I'm really easy. I feel like I try to be that person that they like. You know, I'm either setting up glassware for them or anything that can help them move faster, because I can already see if their bar is busy. I know what's going on.
Gotcha.
Now, if there's a designated service bar, then, you know, because at my place, we have, on the weekends, we have a designated service bar where
it's off the main bar.
Off the main bar. They have their own little world. So I just try to make sure they have all the glassware they need. And it usually works out my advantage. I'm usually one that gets my drinks first, no matter what the line is, just because I'm helping, not because of whatever, because they know I'm not waiting around. I'm proactive with everything.
It's a little cheat code there.
Yeah, exactly. You help them, they help you.
True.
Exactly.
You know, and they'll help me, because I've been in my job long enough where I can go behind the bar, the other bar, and like bring over stuff that they don't have. Like if they need VOC or if they need this and that, I know where everything is in the building. So I also facilitate things like that.
Now, Ashton, how do you treat the service well when it comes to guests? Because sometimes they just come right open. There's no, you know, barrier or velvet rope.
They think it's an ordering station. When we're busy, like this weekend, they literally walked up and like, I'm going to take one of this, one of this. I'm like, you don't see, like, I have 100 tickets here and I'm just making drinks.
No, they don't.
No. Like, and then they walk away and then they go stand somewhere by the hostess desk. Like, I'm supposed to bring them their Long Island and their French martini. You know, like, I'm like, I don't remember what you look like anymore. You know, like, but literally I had that happen so many times this weekend.
So don't order from the service.
No. Okay. It's definitely not an ordering window. Guests.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's not their world. So I mean, they come up and they're just like, and then the other servers are trying to walk around them, but show them that this is a service bar and kind of bump into them while they grab their wine for their table. And the customers are like, oh, am I in the way? Have you not been anywhere in your life?
Yes, you're in the way.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
I'm a little forgiving of that. Especially when there, some bars have an actual physical barrier there. And if you cross over, then it's like, oh, excuse me.
We don't have a barrier.
We don't have a barrier.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a lot forgiving because, you know, you see an opportunity, you want to get in there. So I just stand behind them and then they get to notice that little rope area
to make sure it's roped off. Or like, this is where the bar ends. This is where my bar begins.
For the size of our restaurant, the bar is pretty small. Yeah. I feel
it's like they forgot we needed a bar. It's like, we needed a bar. Let's just throw it over here.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, your restaurant is massive, and your bar is not that big.
Not that big.
And it's a cute bar, but it's not that big.
It's nice to have a cute bar. It's just a rectangle. It's like a U. It's fine.
Well, the way
easy
I like
to
it,
get in and get out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not really functional though.
No.
It's like they forgot it had to work, you know, just look good. With like those little wine coolers, like over, like the customers will always stand there while they're waiting. They're in the way, not on the service bar side, the other side. Mm-hmm. And I always make the joke when I go to, I'm like, excuse me, I have to get in here. They forgot when they put this bar here, it has to work. And it makes them laugh, but also I'm like, move out of my way, you know?
I don't think most bars are functional.
No.
I mean,
they're usually not built by bartenders.
Yeah, because, you know.
No.
You'll see like these, and you're opening doors, or you're, you know, even some places will have the doors where they open instead of slide, mm-hmm. you know, and you're like,
that's ours.
Yeah. And you're like, can you move? I need to get in.
Yeah. Also, I also think one challenge of restaurants are that what we see now wasn't necessarily what was built.
Yeah.
And then as they expand, they go, oh, we need coolers. We'll put one here. We'll put one there. Problem solved. Not really.
No.
Not really. So a lot of places don't have the advantage of a complete build out. They add on and add on, and then they just stick things.
They just stick it where they try to get in where they fit in.
Get in where they fit in. So let's do one last don't.
No, so what do we got so far?
We have don't hit on your bartender.
Yes.
We have don't stand in the service area.
Oh, we said like don't be rude. Like don't be. Yeah.
Okay. Be nice. Don't be rude.
Don't snap. And oh, you want to tell us about the snapping story real quick?
Can we have time for that?
Of course, we have time for that. We just started.
It was like a couple weeks ago. I think it was like a Friday night, Saturday night, one of those weekend nights. Very end of the shift. Never moved off service bar, so the other bartender was dealing with all these people. Mm-hmm. Remember the Real Housewives of Fort Lauderdale by the Sea? Always hang out in that one corner. It was like one of those nights. Like, it was one of those. I mean, you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yes.
It was that group and this one guy from a table. He wasn't even a bar guest. Was, like, bothering them all night, apparently. Here it is. We're done. It's, like, 30 minutes past closing. But if bar people, I'll still give him a drink. Whatever. This guy apparently was cut off at a table.
Oh.
Right? Exactly. And so that's why his wine never made it to him. And then he stands up and he's like, hey, I ordered my wine 25 minutes ago. Hurry up.
Ooh.
I swear to God, I looked up from service bar. The other bartender looked at me with his face, like, you know, her back towards the customer, looked at, like, with, like, I don't know if he's going to cry or punch him or just like, did that just happen? Because that doesn't happen where we work.
No, yeah. Not usually.
Did you hear something?
I don't know if I turned into Mama Bear or something, but I told him, you ain't getting a drink here. You're done. You're cut off. That's it. We're already closed. And he's like, oh, what do you mean? Starts screaming at me, like, from the dining room. I'm like, I don't care. You can call the owner. You can call the manager. You can call whoever you want. You're not getting a drink here. I go, you take your trash over to that other bar down the street.
Oh,
I did. I go, you don't be, this is, this, this is, you know, this establishment, we don't behave that way.
Yeah.
And even, like, everyone at the bar, I thought, like, I was going to get fired because I was like, I can't believe in my calmness, though, I never cursed at him with my mouth. I can't believe I was actually professional. I was just more, like, stunned. I'm just like, get out of here.
You were stern.
Dude, I'm like, you're cut off, sir. You've had too much. Done.
So you know? He said that from the dining room?
Yeah, he was sitting at table 31.
That's like, what's the name? As Good as It Gets with, what's his name? Jack Nicholson? And he starts getting, he yells across. He's like, I'll have two soft shell crabs. And then he's talking to the busboy. He's like, I'll tell you later.
Exactly. But it's just like unbelievable.
That's a bad. So he did the long distance snap.
Yeah. And then as soon as like he actually left, the whole bar was just like, clown. Oh my God. Because they've only known me from doing service bar or maybe talking to them. I never talked to those
people.
Yeah. That group of people that always would come
the
in.
The Real Housewives of
And now I'm like, I'm their best friends. Now they've told the story that I was going to beat them up or something. They've exaggerated it to no end, but whatever.
Yeah. Now it's an urban legend.
Yeah. Whatever. We like it. Yeah. No, it was, I was proud of myself for not like.
Killing him?
Yeah.
Now, that has to be. Listen, you're working and you see a transition from people being semi-normal or normal. Mm-hmm. And then you give them a couple of Long Island iced teas or a couple of wines or whatever. And then you get to see the degradation of their behavior.
Oh, my gosh. I know. They change. Like, are they...
Sometimes it gets better. They get, you know,
nice. I love those people. They're the ones that forgot how much they tipped, how much they, you know, in a good way. You know, they're just like, here.
Yeah.
Then you get the ones that try to pay the check four times, you know.